You fast, right? Are you the only one that fast? There is an evangelist in my church. Years ago, he fasted. After fasting, he went to the bush and said, "Let me fast now, and then the power will come." When he went there to fast, a spirit hijacked him. That forest that he went to fast is the one housing one of the most powerful deities in my village. Of course, he had an encounter. Say he had an encounter. Oh my God. He had an encounter with a spirit he cannot explain. When he came back, we began to do deliverance. Increase the volume just a notch. I need the thing to be the breeze. I need ventilation, my God. When he came back, it was me and my mother that started doing deliverance on him. Evangelist. This guy has gone for many, because you'll be saying, you think it can't happen to me, it can't happen to me. This guy has gone to many deliverance. He has, in fact, should I even tell you? He's the leader of our prayer warrior for 3 years. Tessie, how long have you prayed? Don't tell me I saw it on your WhatsApp post, so I know. This man has prayed for long. Yet, because he doesn't know how to interact with the things of the kingdom, he became a victim. Men are victims because they don't know how to interact with the things of God. The instruments, equipments with which you interact, they are not even aware of it. And on that account, their step is not sure. There are certain things that are done in a particular way to enter into the things of God. You see, we don't pursue God haphazard. It was a scripture that was saying, he said, a little here and a little there. Line upon line, precept upon precept. I've been sincere in my walk with God. One of them is that I ask God, I thank you for answering my prayer. Why is it that we are two that went to fast? I am the one you answered prayer. If you don't ask these sort of questions, you won't grow. The day you receive Holy Ghost baptism, are you not many? Where are the rest? If you count now, you find out there are not many. That is still what happened. You need to ask these questions. If you sleep, I will pour water on you. I don't know why people are not strong these days. And you want to take your territory. You are joking. Not only that, they said there are three powerful deities in your town. Don't allow one to slap you. I'm telling you, if a witch is more educated in darkness than you are educated in light, he will make a mess of you. So even when you are in light and in life, you still need education. And I don't have time to teach you education. If you see somebody that is deep in evil and in darkness, something, someone taught him. As a matter of fact, even when man fell in the Garden of Eden, man is still not that bad. So they have to be taught. That's when you start hearing about the sons of God, the angels that came down, the fallen angels. Their job, they are seven amongst the rank. I don't want to go there. Seven leaders. Their job was to educate these men in evil. So even though man, by falling from grace and glory, has retained a nature, a capacity to be evil, yet that capacity has not been explored until somebody, a spirit, teaches you. In the same way, even though you are born again and have received the eternal life, you still has to be educated. That is why the Bible says that when he read of truth, shall come, he will lead you into all truth. Meaning that there are dimensions, levels, stature in truth, in reality. It is the job of the Holy Ghost to lead you into them. So just because you are born again is not the end. It is the beginning of a journey. We journey in life, and then after some time, because of your skill in managing the things of God, very soon you become a young agent. I'm telling you, it is on this account that people now look at you and know that we are not age metal. If people have not told you, looked at the way you are grounded in the things of God, and said, no, we are not age metal, then you have not started touching matters. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. Let me just read scripture so that someone will not say he didn't read. Verse 8. He said, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. For you to better understand that, in what it literally says is that he gave gifts of men to men. So these gifts here are men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Have you ever seen people tell you that they are Christ in the office? This is one of the qualifications, that you have to descend to where? The lower parts. I don't want to go into that, because there is such a thing as the power of death. The greatest prayer session Jesus prayed, I know you heard, they told you it is not my will, my your will. No, that's not the context of that prayer. It was when we got to the book of Hebrew, we now saw the context of that prayer, that he raised a strong cry unto him that is able to save him from death. And the scripture says he was heard. Thank God he was heard. So there is him that can save from the power of death. Satan trusted in the power of death. In fact, there are some men that are held by the power of death illegally. But once you are held there, there is nobody that can get you out. So he knew that he didn't understand the mysteries and the context of God's oppression in the salvific experience. So all he needed to do, let me just carry Jesus into. So once I put him there, at least I don't know what God wants to do, but I know that once he has died, he cannot live dead. That's what has it not happened to you? This is somebody you are doing. Somebody doesn't know what you want to do. Doesn't know the plan you have. Doesn't know, maybe he's a political contestant, and he just carry you and lock you up. Whatever you want to do, you can't do it inside prison. Is it not true? That is the context of that thing that Satan did. Not knowing that the greatest mystery is about to be unveiled. There is such a thing as the glory of his resurrection. That is when God manifested the greatest power that has ever been seen in resurrection. So resurrection power is the greatest power we have ever seen. Before then, we never knew that there is a power that can get somebody out from death. There are many things Satan doesn't know, my brother. There are many things. Meanwhile, Satan knows a lot too. In fact, if you want to contend and contest with him, you have to reach to a realm that is older than him. That's why you have to partner the Holy Ghost. And he'll begin to give you insight into things that are older than you. But if you want to play with Satan based on skills and education and experience, oh my God, you will become a tool. you will become a studio where he will display his skills in wickedness and treachery. Somebody did everything and yeah, he went abroad and he was doing well in USA. I want to show you that you don't even run away from this, you know. He was there. And he has cars. I think he has married and all that. Suddenly, somebody took his name and went to the shrine. Possibly, he didn't spend up to 500 naira. Went to the shrine and said, I'm sorry if your name is Emeka. I said, Emeka, come back and send it in. The guy is on the streets of New York. On the streets of New York. And then he heard his name. That's how he turned. Went straight. Took his passport. Went straight to embassy. Took and then came back. Came back with nylon. Polythene nylon. Don't contend and contest with Satan with this. We have to reach down and then begin to benefit from the resources of the ancient one himself. And because he knows that you cannot contend with anything that is cerebral, with the way you are intelligent, he will now send you in and say, be praying 2 hours in the night so that your future will be clear. He said, no, I'm coming. I'm a first class student. I'm very intelligent. I have a business in what's the name of that your business? Makeup business. Glory to God. Satan is not aware, and he can do it in one day. As soon as God stepped out and gave him permission in the life of Job, you need to see the havoc that man did in one day. In one day. Satan is wicked though. Don't play with him. It's not him you are telling your only son. No. It's not him you are saying, oh God, if he's only one person in my family, please bless him and raise him. If you won't bless me, bless. Oh God. Fight, oh. That thing that held others, it will come. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And when you begin to pray, one of the things prayer does is educate your spirit. See, there is an education for the mind. There is an education for the spirit. One of the things prayer does is to educate your spirit. Suddenly, when you now, sometimes, to show you an example, when you now see yourself in the realm of the spirit, you will do your hand like this and a sword will come. Who told you how to use a sword, my brother? Where did you learn it? Have you not seen yourself with a weapon in the spirit? Who taught you how to use it? Who? Which school did you go to? That means there is an education of the spirit. Anyway, verse 11. Verse what? Okay, verse 9. Now that he ascended, what is it? But he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Do you know what this scripture means? We can't go it. He said, he ascended up to the highest place. Why? You see, there is a realm position that Jesus the Christ needs to occupy so that all things can flow to him. So he ascended on high. so that he will fill up all things. Remember that the eternal Christ himself, that it is by him that all things were made. You are aware? Now, when he now manifested in the flesh, he now has to ascend to the reality of his destiny, so that indeed the manifestations of the creature will not have any option but to file up under him. Without him ascending that place, if he's not there, there are many things that is not yet possible. It is because he's there that many things are possible. Okay, after he has filled up all things, he now gave, because, are you with me now? The gifts of men that are listed here is a representation of the ministry authority that Christ has. Are you with me? Wherever he is sitting, these things are representations of that ministry authority that he has. These are ascension gifts. So that means that when Jesus ascended, he gave some things. And those things are functionalities in the office that he is now sitting in. So whoever be the man that he has elected by grace to sit in that office has become, by that same authority, a full representation of that ministry. I'm trying to show you, if you are called by God, I'm trying to show you where your authority comes from. It came from a point where Jesus filled everything and then released you. That is why when you begin to journey in God, you will not stop until you have fulfilled the quota that will release the highest authority over your life. Because the basis for the gifts of men is that the ministry of Christ will be continued among men. Because as I told you, he gave gifts to men. The right rendition is that he gave gifts of men to men. And he's actually beyond men, actually. So, if he's around physically, what would he have been doing as an evangelist? Well, we don't know. But I think we know. How do we know? We look at the life of an evangelist. And then we see once again Jesus living his days. And to show that nothing can contest that calling. The place that is coming from is the highest place. For Jesus to make sure that nothing contests your destiny. There is no contest concerning your destiny and ministry and calling. He has to arise to the highest plane and place. And then from thence, he now released it upon your life. So when you stand, there is the shrine in your village that has stayed for 200 years has no answer for this one. There are people, they told them, people from this family, they can't be pastors. They can't preach. Have you not heard? You'll be praying in tongues, they'll be looking at him. There is a guy now in my place. The house is opposite like this. He got born again and he was mad for Jesus. He was moving everywhere. They said, people here, they don't do this thing you are doing. He said, no, I know the God I believe. My own is different. My own case is, my case is different. Glory to God. They said, we give you 3 years. Nobody has exceeded 3 years. 2.5 years, they caught him in robbery and shot him. He died. They caught him with gun. Am I making you afraid? I'm sorry. I apologize, but there is no other way. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. You see here? Should I say something? Okay. Inside pastors, every pastor, there is what we call ordinations. You cannot function beyond the context of your ordination. So if you are pressing, your pressing is in the width and context of your ordination. It can't be beyond. Eh? Let me give you a physical example. Imagine if you are praying and pressing to God, I want to be pregnant and give birth to a child as a man that you are. I know white people are trying to do it, but God, I don't know. That is against ordination. You are ordained to produce seed, not to carry it. Are you with me now? So a man is powerful in the context of his ordination. And then when you come to ordinations, there are things that God factors into them. It was on this account that Paul said that I have received grace and apostleship, meaning that there is ministry and then there is grace. So even as pastors, there are people that have more grace. Are you with me now? So if you don't know this thing now, you will not know that there are capacities, there are ranks, there are stature. And you say, it's all of us. No, all of you are not. Sometimes Jesus will say, call the tree for me. Let's go. Come and pour water on this man. Come and pour water on him. Bring water, let me pour on him. He wants to take over Uneco, Abi, wherever. They are just laughing at you. I don't know why my generation is weak and they say they are hungry. Haven't you read the test? You read it, you post it on WhatsApp. All of us, I don't know. Some, that man prayed for 3 days and got lost. 3 days. Why won't he be what he is? Have you prayed for 3 days? And you are still complaining that your problem is not there. It's still there. When I see people complain, this one has not happened. Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, do this one. You ask the person, have you prayed for 6 hours on your own? They have not. Have you prayed for 12? Do you know how many times I pray for 20 hours? When you pray like that, they are... some things that is in your life, they will start crying. They will start crying. You want to kill us? It happens now. Those days I began to fast. When I reached the 200th day, the day 200, my body began to tell me, you want to kill us? Eat more now. God is still speaking. Even Satan even used men to tell me. He said, we are praying for you. Don't kill yourself. We are praying for you. I know people pray for me, but there is no prayer somebody will pray for you that will pray the one you will pray for yourself. In fact, if people pray for you, it is to help you pray the one you will pray for yourself. People have prayed for me and I felt hands touching me, wicked me to now pray my own. My brother, you are the one stopping yourself. Eh? If you think I'm joking, clock 6 hours for 21 days. There is no infrastructure in the earth, in darkness, in hell, that has an answer to this thing I told you now. 21 days, 6 hours every. You can't do it now. Satan knows. So He's not troubled. He knows. Please don't. Somebody should not beat me up. I'm just speaking. I have to tell you the truth, my brother. So there is no need staying. I don't know. Me, I suffer stuff. I was in church for long thinking that doing some of these things will automatically mean that I'm growing and some yokes and stuff will break. Nothing happened. As I was growing, I started seeing the traces of the things I hated in my father. And it's coming out. I discipline myself, remove myself. So my guy left name and went to Enugu. No, it's not by that. It's by neologies. He's here. That's how you remove the thing. I'm a disciplined man. I'm very principled by the mercies of God. Very, very. To the point that people say I'm too strict. But it says a lot of wahala. Like all those sisters being, "Pastor, hug me, Hoku." That's how they will hug away the remain. You have not. The drop that God gave you and is testing you to know whether it will stay. Those ladies, they hugged it away. And then you are now empty. May you not allow. Even guys. He said, "Give me high five. You are doing some." And then the small oil, God is still trying to know whether it will stay. The thing is doing like this. They will. They have not told you anything. You are too stiff, OJB. You are too stiff. Release yourself. Dance before God. Do you know why I'm surviving? It's because I didn't yield to it. There are many that danced. You know, the Bible says, give no room for the devil. All you need to do is to give him one step, one open step like this. And then he takes the rest. Can you vow to pray for 3 hours every day for 90 days? You are not ready to be free now. You are not ready to grow in stature. If what is looking for you is very strong, my sister, you have to be stronger. Verse 12 now said, "For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry." This is the reason why God elected those men by grace. For the perfecting of the saints. That word perfecting, of course, you know is maturing. If believers remain children, Satan will still be using you for football. Have you not noticed? If one small witch just got baptized into witchcraft, he will use you to test the skills. He just started work. And they told him, "Go and test what you have learned." He started looking for testing. Because you know you can't. It will do. You now wake up. I started looking for who to call to pray for you. But if the witch touched you and got the witchcraft died. You know that you are no good. What's happening to this? I went to minister in my village, and they sent when I fit. Sent message to my sister that they didn't know I'm the one coming. That anytime they hear my voice, they all run away. Me, I didn't know. They are the type of prayer you are making. Satan hears it and disappears. I tell you the truth. I was reading something on social media. They said, forgotten who wrote it. As they were trying to cast out the spirit said, I'm going. In fact, I'm going safe. All this one, I'm staying here. I've not done the business I came to do. You know, it's not good to interact with devils. But the exorcist decided to ask why. He now said that the roommate, they use prayer scattered everywhere. The roommate, they do pray. And because of the way the roommate is praying, the person that is not born again, and it's not about the roommate, it's about the person, and Satan want to mess up that person's life. But because of the roommate the person had, the Satan and the devils that were sent over her life never had opportunity to do anything tangible. Now, it is not the person praying. This is another person, the roommate. I'm trying to tell you what your prayer does sometimes. It sanitizes the environment, sanitizes the atmosphere. Verse 13 now says, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. There are so many things locked up in this scripture, we will not be able to go into it. It's too heavy. But my context is stature. My context is stature. The Bible says here, unto a perfect man. And then he went ahead and said, if you are with me, say amen. Then he went ahead and said, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Oh my God. So we might have to extract a few things. One of them is the measure. There is a measure. Of the fullness of the stature of Christ. Okay. Let me say it in a simple way. What's your name, sir? There is a measure of the fullness of the stature of Charles. See, because this revelation here is in the context of the corporate body. But what God does in corporate setting, he manifests in individual lives. That's how he does it. That means there is an expected stature from you, mirroring the stature that Christ attained. This time around, in a subjective way. See, God has a building. There is something he's building, a body. If you read the next verse, I think it's verse 16. Maybe I should finish it. You will now see that what God is trying to do is handicapped. My brother, remind me your name. James, what God is trying to do is handicapped. I mean, in the corporate body, if you have not attained your own stature. You see, God is intending to build a full statured body of Christ. But that full statured body of Christ is made up of full statured believers. Problem. Are you full statured? If I carry you to the front of that your deity, you start shaking.
But in the days of Paul, they called him a god. Not believers. Not, you read the Bible and the Bible said, "For ye are gods." I am a god. No. I am Christ. I am. No. It's unbelievers that looked at the manifestation of God in the lives of these men and called them god. No, you cannot have this level of authority and effulgence, reticent of the life of God, and then become a normal man. They now gave them names that is equal to the life that they are living. These are unbelievers. In those days, believers are given them by unbelievers, an attempt to mirror what they are seeing manifest in their life. They said, "These guys are Christians. We have not seen anybody that has lived this way except Christ Jesus." And it seems as if Christ have started living the earth again through the lives of these men. So they called Paul, the other guy, they called them gods. Remember, these are Greek people, and they are used to many gods. They are countless gods. So they understand what it means for something or somebody to be God. Let me finish where I'm reading. I'm in verse 14. Said that we henceforth be no more children. I'm angry with people who are children every day. I don't know why I'm angry with children. Are you with me? It's okay, children. It's okay to carry them for 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, you're on your own. Oh. They will cry on you. In fact, they will be crying. You don't even know what is their need. That's why they are children. You don't even know the need of a baby, especially the very small ones. You will be the one to discern the need and then help out. You see, many believers are children. Haven't you been watching it? There's a prophet, "What is my problem?" Then prophet will tell you your problem, and then after telling you your problem, he now solves it for you. Actually, there is a volcano in my heart, but I don't want to go that way. I want us to be established in the doctrine of the scripture, so that you know why we do what we do, and you know how to do what we are doing. If you see what you are looking for, will you know? Are you not praying? You are fasting, right? If you see what you are praying for and fasting for, will you know? You are not sure. There are tools to know. That's what I'm trying to show you. Because most times it doesn't come the way we think. The ways of God are different. "No more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive." Verse 15. "But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ." Now watch. Are you with me? Now watch. This revelation is progressive. And then, if you know how to study Bible, not revelation, Bible, you now see a colon. That means whatever thing came after that colon is an elaboration. The person is trying to expatiate or explain what is preceding. Now, he now said, "From whom that is Christ." Amen? Are you now getting it? You got it, right? "From whom that is Christ." "The whole body fitly joined together, compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part." This scripture is too loaded. What every joint supplies? One, according to the effectual working of every part. So
If a part is not working well, what happens? The whole body will have issue. Remember, Christ is interested in building the corporate man. Say the corporate man. Oh. I believe you guys, this is a family of revelation. So you, this thing should not be new or big for you. There is that is what we call the economy of God. The economy of God is how he intends to dispense himself. And first thing is that if God wants to dispense himself, the only way that he does it is by Christ. Say, by Christ. See, the dispensable form of God is Christ. That is why, even from eternity past, God knew that the only way that he can dispense himself is by Christ. So what did he do? The scriptures now said that he created what? All things by him. Now, it is in this context that also when he is dispensing, it will become natural that what fills up all things is what all things was created by. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is, even if there was no fall, the fall of man, there will still be a need for man to grow into full stature, because God is seeking for a corporate expression of himself. And in that growth, the material with which God fills up man till the point that he gets into stature, full stature, as we read, is what? Christ. Thank you very much. Oh, make it increase of the body into the edifying of itself in love. You see the problem? Even you don't understand this thing I'm saying. You are trying, no? But do you know the problem? Just turn to the chapter before this chapter. Ephesians chapter 3. Let me now show you. Meanwhile, should we read it? Which one would be better? Holy Spirit. Okay. Read for me now. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I think that would be better and faster. From verse 23, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, from verse 23. This is Paul speaking. He now said in verse, if you dare say amen. Paul said in verse 23, said, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant or testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come.'" Why is he dead? Why is he not resurrection? Anyway, I hope we'll get there. But if we don't. Verse what now? Verse 27. "Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself." Not what? If your Bible is your own, mark that phrase, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, many are weak, sickly among you, and many sleep. There are three categories of people. Say weakness, sickness, and death. Actually, sleep in that place is death. Now, but let's go back to verse 23. I want to make a point. Touch the guy. Who I told you, bring water. Let me pour on that guy. Come and sit in my front. Come and sit. Stop going in the back. Come and sit. You need to hear what I'm saying. Sorry, oh. I know people say I'm hard. It's the way God molded me to help some people that need to be kicked into heaven. There are people you can't beg into heaven. You have to force them. That's why some of us are around. Now, verse 23 now said, "For I have received of the Lord." Are you with me now? Follow me. Now, how many of you know what Paul was talking about? This is the Lord's Supper, the one that was eaten last before Jesus was betrayed. And Paul said, "That which I have received of the Lord." The question is, when did Paul receive it? Because he was not participant in that supper. He said, "That which I have received of the Lord, and I hand over to you." And in the context of this scripture, the whole text here is instructive. Paul is not suggesting. The scripture can be prescriptive, it can be descriptive, but this is instructive. He said, "That which I have received, I now hand over to you." The question is, when did Paul receive this thing? When? Who can answer me? When? It's okay. Don't add anything. Don't add where. The answer is in Revelation. So it then means that, did you see the authority and accuracy with which Paul brought this rendition and even emphasized his authority that it is from the Lord that I received it? Meanwhile, the people that participated that meal itself, the apostles, none of them ever wrote on this. That means that we enter into authority by revelation. It is not enough for you to be physically present. It's about the insight and revelation that is granted to you. I'm trying to tell you that you can be around the body of Christ, but it takes revelation for you to gain the discernment to participate in the body. Because there is a corporate man that God is looking for, and that corporate man will not be possible until men in the body are granted revelation. And by the weight of the revelation they are granted, they will have discernment to navigate in the body. These are tools with which we navigate. Outside of these things, men are weak, they are sick, and they even die. Meanwhile, the resource that they seek is in the body. They will never become the man that God desires, because even in their fasting, they are fasting in error. Even in their prayer, they don't know how to pray. And then they pray for 2 years and they never become anything. And they say that prayer doesn't work. No. Black discernment that comes by revelation. It now means that physical presence and participation counts for nothing. That the real participation in the lost body is by revelation. All this thing I'm saying, this is all I want to say. The depth of participation we have in the body of Christ is the depth of revelation we have. We have men that don't understand body mechanism. We have men that don't understand body life. And when you don't understand body mechanism and life, you will never know your place. The place where your joint supplies, it will be very weak, because the Bible says, according to the effectual working of what? Every part. You see, you don't have heard this thing now. This might be what will save you. The next 3 years now, you will now understand it. You know, Apostle Arome came to our orientation camp. Jesus. Do you know the topic he taught us that day?
Holy Ghost the teacher.
Say, what is this? Who is this guy? See, I'm already a pastor then. And I've already seen power. I've seen things. I was Sunday school teacher for 2 years. And then I became Sunday school coordinator. And my reverend doesn't leave Sunday school for people. I never knew that there are people that God willed revelation to. I'm telling you, it's not, you don't attempt it. You don't force it. Huh? Paul said that the things I'm talking about, the prophets that is of old, they made an attempt to enter into it, but it was not willed to them. But God has chosen in the last days to reveal it to his holy prophets and apostles. So there are people that God willed it. When that man was talking, he now said, some of the things I'm saying, it will take 5 years, 3 years for you to. Do you know where we are coming from? do you know where we are coming from? The business we have done. Man, I had the head knowledge. But before my growth in God can understand. Because, are you with me? The Bible says that there is such a thing as spiritual understanding. And as I've told you people, there is an education of the spirit of man. Before my spirit reached that level to begin to understand those matters, it was actually 3 years. There are things I'm giving you now. It is to help you so that when time comes, you can know how to. But as of now, you have refused to grow, so it's not to you. Over. Let's pray for 1 minute. Where you are, ask God to grant you access to the mystery of the body so that you understand what Christ is doing as of this time. It is on this wise that you'll be able to grow into whom God has intended for you. There is that which every joint supplies according to the effectual working. You can tell yourself the truth. You know you are not working well as a part in that body. That's why we are having some issues. If every part is effectual in his working, then there is a full statured man that will get a corporate expression of the body that we will see. Pray for 1 more minute. 1 more minute. 1 more minute. Paul said that which I have received of the Lord. Meanwhile, he was not a physical participant. We probed further and we found out that everything Paul received, he received by revelation. Participation in the body of Christ is by revelation. You will never be able to design the body except God grants you revelation. Your reality, your functionality, your strength, your authority, your ordination is only found in the context of the body. You have been given time. Pray for 2 more minutes. Sombra de baranta braka bodas kabenatola. Brante babadanta brako patakambre de bedetola. Shai de brede benento kabanta brata bababorata bakatana da banata. Brante konda brata babananta braka batalia da babo. Jambre te bedente gabanto rata babalatria. It doesn't take 5 years, it doesn't take 10 years. Takes accuracy, takes discernment, takes revelation. We don't grow by anything. We grow by specific knowledge. It is not enough to fast and pray. You have to be guided.
Sonambreta baborata zakabananta brata bamanataria. Embro kabatos kadabamanataria de banante. Jabrako patakambre de benetele de baratoa. Abrengota cabrata badaska brate banente lebrata badata. Kamanto koparata gabrata banatelia. Jabrete benente lebonta. One more minute. Sota gabrata babanatala badua. Ambre kota kaska banatana mante lebrete bedete. Jabraka batakonda brata mananta gabata. Rebete bebebinato shatamanta braka bata bananta. Aiko brande berete bogada shatamanta baranabata banata. Ebrekota kaska brata bananta babalia. Jebreke betokoska da brana pata babina dele de benete. Abranto goboska taka brana pata babana dele de barata. Iande breko pata gaskata mananta brate mananta baborata.